Hi, this is John Galloway from Microsoft with an ASP.NET MVC2 quick hit video. In this video, we're going to be looking at the Areas feature in MVC2. Areas let you organize a larger project by breaking it into multiple smaller sections, and that allows you to focus on one area of a site at a time instead of going through tons of files that are not necessarily related. So if you look at a new ASP.NET MVC2 solution, you're going to see your standard controllers, models, and views folders. And over time, those all start to fill up. And so while at the beginning, we just have simple things like an account and home, later we may add store functionality and we start adding a bunch of controllers to deal with a store or admin, etc. So now we can right-click on the project, we can say add, and add an area. So we're going to call this, say for instance, forums. Now what this is going to do is it's going to create a new folder for us to hold that area. And now that that's in place, if we add another area, let's call this one admin, and we can see it just added that into that folder. Now the structure here is pretty simple. We've got controllers, models, and views. We also have an admin area registration class, and that derives from the area registration. That allows me to define any specific routes for this area, and you'll notice that by default it's creating a route that starts with admin. So if I go mysite.com/admin-controller-action-id, it's all going to just work like that. I can also register any additional routes that I want to put in here. Now what makes this work is inside of global.asax, there's a new call to area-registration.register-all-areas. We've been talking completely about routing so far, and that's because that's exactly what Areas really adds to the project for us. It's all about routing. Routing handles two things for us. If you'll remember, it handles the generation of URL links, and it also handles incoming links and deciding what to do with them. So we've looked at how we can define routes and how we're going to map those incoming URLs and point them at a controller action regardless of what area it's in. Now, that also works for our outgoing URLs, so we'll notice here we've got in our action HTML.action link, we can specify a route parameter, and here we've said forums, so that is going to create a link which is going to point to that forums area registration, so that means it's going to prefix it with forums. So it all works smoothly together. And that's really what this is all about. You could have done this all before, and you may have in MVC or WebForms applications with multiple projects, etc. This allows you to run this all within one project and cleanly map your URLs together. When I change something like the name of my area here, that's going to affect all my HTML.action link, etc. throughout the site. That's it for this quick hit. Thank you.